Wangarari Majinu, Paula Kruger, ABC Radio, Canberra Wiradjuri.
And as ABC Radio Canberra celebrates NAIDOC Week, Yuma to you. I hope you're having a good day. The theme for NAIDOC Week 2020 is always was, always will be. It recognises that First Nations people have occupied and cared for this continent for over 65,000 years. And one of the many things happening around Canberra is the special display on the Carillion of beautiful artwork. And IATSIS has put it together, and it features an artist who is a Canberran. Her name is Crystal Hurst, and she is with you right now, a proud Wurrumbi woman. Crystal, welcome to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Crystal, what was it like when you first saw your artwork on the Carillion?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing and quite striking as well. I didn't realise how bright the artworks would be. So, yeah, it was quite a treat and very much a surprise. And, yeah, it's just really great to have my artwork and alongside many other artists as well, which is really amazing.
So describe to me the artwork of yours that is featured.
Yeah, so my artwork that's featured on the Carillion is called Saltwater River, and you'll be able to see these really beautiful oranges, yellows, and these magenta pink colours as well that really brighten up the Carillion. And so that's my artwork that many local Canberrans will see.
And what's the story behind the artwork? What's the meaning of your artwork?
Yeah, so my artwork, Saltwater River, is inspired by the river that I grew up on back home on the mid-north coast. And it talks about, yeah, my memories as a child, just spending many moments on country, fishing and camping and swimming with my family. So I really wanted to tell that story through this piece.
And given that it's about that, and is it one that you're quite proud to represent your body of work?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's just such an honour and a privilege to be able to, yeah, tell that story. And, you know, I've been living here on Ngunnawal country for about 10 years now. So, you know, Canberra is very much home, and, you know, also paying that respect and tribute to, you know, my ancestors back home as well.
What's the difference when you do manage to get back home and get on Worimi country? Does it feel different?
Oh, absolutely. Like when I get home, I just want to just dive into the river and into the ocean and just soak up all the beauty of, you know, what our country, you know, provides, which, it's just so beautiful.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra. You're hearing from Crystal Hurst, CT artist and a proud Worimi woman, and her artwork is one of the artworks being featured on an illuminated Carillion in the evenings. Crystal, tell me, what got you into how did you first become an artist? When did you realise that you had a talent?
Yeah, well, I grew up seeing my family create art, and, you know, even our family before that and our ancestors. So it's kind of in my DNA, and, you know, just seeing my family create artworks and do all these amazing things that, you know, I've kind of just had it ever since I was little. And so now, you know, with my art business, Gilawarra Arts, that's just a vehicle for me to be able to continue what I've been taught.
And what kind of mediums do you work with?
Yeah, like I use a whole range of mediums. So I do a lot of acrylic paints on canvas, and I do jewellery making, so using lots of natural materials into really beautiful wearable pieces and art. And so that's the main two kind of mediums that I work with as well. And I do weaving wearable art.
And Crystal, you work in arts education at the National Gallery. What are the main things that you are hoping to pass on to the next generation about art?
Yeah, I just really hope that, you know, many of our people and also many Australians can really embrace and learn about our art, because it's so diverse. You know, we have been practicing art, you know, for since time immemorial, and, you know, the main emphasis is really storytelling, and that's, you know, such an important way for us to continue who we are today.
And Crystal, just finally, what does NAIDOC Week mean to you? I mean, other than being really busy because you have to talk to people like me and do your regular job and everything and then, you know, save energy for a party. But what does NAIDOC mean for you?
Yeah, NAIDOC Week is one of the best weeks of the week of the year, I think. And, you know, really it's about remembering how NAIDOC started, you know, in that act of protest. And it's kind of also talking about all the amazing things that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people do and, you know, all across this country. So it's just about celebrating who we are and celebrating our culture.
Well, Crystal, thank you for being part of the celebrations here on ABC Radio Canberra. It's been great to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you so much.